Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with the best radio producer in the business, Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show for Thursday, March 27th, 2014. Hope you're having a good day. Looking forward to the Wildcat basketball game tonight with San Diego State. Should be a good one, I predict. No problem. I think the Cats will move on. Speaking of moving on, during our noon hour today, Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias is with me in studio. 790-2040, 790-2040. Richard is always a very good sport about taking any comments that come in, positive or negative, whatever you would like to address. We are here for you with the live line. 12:30 or so, we'll get a local real estate update. Phil Tedesco, he's the CEO of the Tucson Association of Realtors, joins us. Then we close out the show. Yes, it is tax time. Michael C. Flowers, CPA, will be joining us with some last-minute tax tips. Let's welcome now Richard Elias, Pima County Supervisor. Supervisor, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Always great to be back on your show, and good afternoon to all those folks in Southern Arizona listening.
Well, Richard, I want to address what happened at the February 18th board meeting. The vote was 4-1 with Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller, one of the two Republicans on the board, Allie representing District 1. She's still very upset about what went on at that meeting, in effect reallocating $872,000 of District 1 road repair funds that had been earmarked for Thornydale Road to Colossal Cave Road in District 4 because that stretch of roadway is a public safety issue for children. Was the right decision made?
I think so, absolutely, Bill. Allie had put forward a proposal to move that money into paving a lot of neighborhood streets in District 1. And with that move, it became an issue of tax equity for the people of District 5, and I represent them proudly. This money that we were using for this road repair is general fund dollars. Every single taxpayer in Pima County deserves a return on it. If we're repairing major arterials, I can make an argument to any of my constituents that they will drive on River Road. They will drive on Thornydale. They will drive on La Cañada. I can't say that about Oasis Road, which is the road right there by Allie's house that she wanted to pave. Just a wrong thing to do. No tax equity for anybody in that. And then we're presented with evidence from the community of Vail, and I drive up there occasionally because we have some good friends who live up there. And what goes on there on Colossal Cave Road by those two schools, an elementary and a middle school, is positively dangerous. There's two railroad tracks that are completely unguarded. There's not even curbs on that road there. I don't know about you, Bill, but when I was in middle school, we used to fool around after school and do dumb things.
Oh, yeah.
I'd sure hate to see any kids injured or killed because they were out there doing something dumb. Allie likes to say that this was a matter of retribution.
Yeah, in her newsletter that came out to constituents yesterday, of which I am one, I'm a District 1 constituent, and the newsletter came out saying that, that you and the other supervisors displayed an unprecedented level of retaliation towards me in an effort to intimidate me, Allie Miller, from speaking on behalf of the taxpayers in the future.
Complete fantasy. Complete fantasy. Supervisor Bronson wrote a great letter to the editor that was published in the Explorer. And really, she was absolutely right. She said, "How many years have I been on the board with Ray Carroll?" 17. I would suggest to you that the 12 years I've been on the board, I've agreed with Ray several times and a few times about important things that we all work with, but the vast majority of the time we've disagreed. He's never voted for a budget as long as I've been a sitting supervisor, and all due respect to Ray, I like him. He's a fine gentleman. There's nothing wrong with him. Supervisor Day, who gets criticized by Ms. Miller's people all the time, was an excellent representative who found a way to win things for the folks of District 1. She was not a go-along-to-get-along person. She was a person who stood up for her values and was proud about it and served the citizens of Arizona, and her legislative career is famous. Her supervisory career was famous. Her family has given to the United States of America in ways Very few people get the opportunity to. So these are people that we've disagreed with, but we respect them. We've liked them. We've never had any kind of retaliatory moves against them or meanness that we've displayed simply because we disagree on politics. And frankly, I'm okay with Ali's politics. I don't mind that at all. There's other aspects of her tenure on the Board of Supervisors that have been extremely problematic, though. But to retaliate in that way, I'm sorry, that's just not on my list of things to do.
Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias is with us. Perhaps you disagree with Supervisor Elias. Call us right now, 790-2040, 790-2040. Do you take it personally, Richard, some of the accusations that you are hearing from Ms. Miller on another radio station, specifically a weekly program that Ali does?
You know, it's hard not to take them personally when you're being accused of felonies with absolutely no evidence to back it up. Unfounded accusations of that kind of nature hurt Pima County, they hurt Southern Arizona, they hurt the people of District 1, and they demean all of us and the important business that we're trying to conduct on behalf of taxpayers who have a significant investment every year in what goes on in Pima County government. You have a situation where Ms. Miller has accused us of violating the open meeting law. We had another situation where we were accused of making favorable decisions for people who had made contributions to my campaign. In that case, it was a contribution of $100. I don't think I'm going to sell myself out for a contribution of $100. I highly resent that.
And the open meeting thing, that's where you apparently you were accused of disappearing?
Right. That I left the dais to meet with two of the other supervisors in back. There's evidence from our civil attorney, our chief civil attorney, Chair Bronson, not to mention the film of that meeting, that shows I did not leave the dais. I went to discard an empty bottle of water that I had been drinking. And I'm accused of leaving. That's a felony. That's a very ugly accusation, again, with absolutely no evidence to back it up. We've been accused of having a list of preferred consultants for our development services program. Absolutely ludicrous, completely untrue, completely unfounded, no evidence to back it up. This is just three examples. I could go on for another 10 minutes with the horrible things we've been accused of over the last year. Do I take it personal? No. I understand that we all have different political values, different political ideas that we believe in. I'm all for people getting out there and letting folks know what they are. But I don't think we should be sitting still while people make unfounded accusations of us committing felonies out there to the public. Again, it just makes us look ludicrous. A 911 call asking a 911 operator to remove an item from the Tucson Weekly blog. That makes us a laughingstock. A photograph of her laying in the street, falling in a pothole. Okay, that might have happened, but, it was in Marana, and she's always bragging that the streets in Marana are very well maintained. Apparently not the one she was walking down that day. So I just think it's sad that someone could be so disingenuous and damage the reputation of Pima County and District 1 in such a tragic way.
790-2040, 790-2040. And, of course, Ali Miller is always welcome on this program. And we have Ali on regularly, and we'll have her on in the future, certainly. And so how do we move forward beyond this issue? I mean, it is an issue.
Sure.
Of the board and just not getting along. How do we move beyond this?
Well, honestly, Bill, when I started here on this board, myself and my executive assistant, Keith Bagwell, worked long, long hours for an entire year learning about how Pima County works, refining our set of skills and what we saw going on. And frankly, we're very critical of Pima County government from time to time and critical of Mr. Huckleberry. But we studied. We learned. We worked hard at it. And I really think Ali could be a good supervisor. But I think she needs to put in some time working with staff and finding out how government works. And maybe she would find a pathway to not want to be so destructive to government, but really find a way to get her point across and be able to win some arguments. Unfortunately, it's going to take some hard work to get there. That's really what needs to happen. I think she needs to get out of her office and start talking to people and have her staff talking to people. My door's always open. Chairperson Bronson's door is always open. Ray Carroll's door is always open. We all live there on the 11th floor. We learn about each other. We share stories about our families. And we work hard to learn about how Pima County works and how we can best protect the taxpayers there.
All right, let's take a break right here, Rose. This is the Buckmaster Show. Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation, please do so. We'll be right back. Viral Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum.
Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Well, 12:20, and we're going to get back at it with Richard Elias, Pima County Supervisor. And Richard, we have a full board of callers, so let's go first to Chuck, who wants to bring up the bond issue question. And of course, voters will have one bond issue in front of them on the November ballot, and that will be for the improvements at the Pima Animal Care Center. Go ahead, Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Yes, Supervisor Elias, I heard that our county administrator, Mr. Huckabee, has proposed spending $22 million to house dogs and cats.
Okay, that's just what I was meant.
$22 million. Now, to me, that's just totally outrageous. I could never.
Thank you, Chuck. That's just what I was mentioning. That will be what voters will be deciding on. Richard, your response, please.
Yeah, I think it's a good question that needs to be considered by the voters. The $22 million is just a cost estimate at this point. That number will be filed down and refined and put forward this summer. You're talking about some significant investments in supplies and furniture that include the kennels, that include an entire veterinary institute that will be more about the health of the animals in that building, a very expensive proposition. We need to have a new way of conducting animal care. We need to move closer to a no-kill kind of policy. All of that is going to be taken into account as we prepare that cost estimate to file down that number the best way we can. There's been some criticism of the consultant fees that are attached to it. Architecture, design, engineering is all crucial when you're talking about an animal medical kind of institute that we're talking about that is going to serve this community probably for 50 years, just like the current facility has done. And it's outmoded. It's outdated. It needs to go. We need to be better to our animals. We need to make sure that we move towards that no-kill kind of philosophy.
And they have moved in the direction. 55% 2 years ago was the live release rate. It's up to 76% this fiscal year. And we're all hoping that someday it will be a no-kill animal shelter. And this anybody that's been out there, and I have, and I've seen the conditions out there. There's been a lot of improvements, but it's an old facility, and it is not the best of circumstances in showing off. Let's face it, people who come in there, these are the prospective animal owners, and they see these animals in that kind of condition. It's not conducive to anybody walking away with a new pet.
It's a horrible situation right now. We are going to rectify it. I fully expect the voters of Pima County to support that bond issue in November.
All right, back to the live line. David, you are up next with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. Go ahead, David.
Yes. Yeah, well, the reason why I donated money to your reelection campaign is you're for saving the desert. On the former show, you talked about the lizard. We need to save the lizard. I'm all for that. But I want to bring out about Marana. You know, I listen to Chris and Joe in the morning. They constantly praise Marana. I think Marana's despicable. You know, They're just upzoning, annexing, aggressively upzoning and annexing land as fast as they can, and they're just giving the green light to bulldoze everything. I was up to the, place near the Ritz-Carlton Resort, just west of there, one of the densest stands of the swirls in the Tucson Basin. And the developers just bulldozing them, destroying them. That law that says that you're supposed to salvage swirls and native vegetation, that only requires you to salvage a small portion.
Okay.
And they can destroy the rest. It's horrible.
All right. Thank you, David. David, not a big supporter of Marana. Go ahead, Richard Elias.
Well, I appreciate that you calling in, David, and thank you for your support. It is very important to us to continue being good stewards of the Sonoran Desert. It is a beautiful place, and we really need to look at more serious fines for developers who really run amok and don't follow the rules and destroy important habitat, important animal corridors. We need to continue that investment. We need to move forward with the open space investment in our next bond election.
Josh is up next. Josh has a question about the road money issue. Go ahead, Josh.
Yes, thank you, guys. I live in Ray Carroll's district, but this is just, I think what happened was wrong. So I'm asking you, would you re-vote for it? On the next meeting, will you put a motion in, taking that money back, giving it back to Allie Miller, and finding other money to repair the District 4 roads?
Okay.
Well, you know, that money's not Allie's. Belongs to the taxpayers of Pima County, and it needs to be shared by all of us. Her proposal to repair neighborhood streets rather than major arterials provides no tax equity for the other four districts, including my district. So until there's some kind of response to the tax equity issue and using general fund dollars to do road repair, it's a bad deal for the folks in District 5. It's a bad deal for the folks in District 2. It's a bad deal for the folks in District 3. It's a bad deal for the folks in District 4. I got to tell you, 62% of road money over the last 10 years has been spent in District 1 repairing the mess that the Republicans made last time they had control of the Board of Supervisors. We've got to move forward with fair propositions. We've got to take care of our children, including those, and especially those on Colossal Cave Road. Until I see that there's tax equity for the residents of District 5, I think we need to be very careful with general fund dollars that are allocated for road repair, and we fully expect to have that discussion again during our budget discussions in April and May.
All right, let's see if we can work these other callers in again. We've got a full board. We usually do when Richard Elias comes on the show. That's great. Ingrid is up next. Ingrid, go ahead.
Hi. Regarding the pets, why $22 million? How many people made bids for that? Has there been any request made for private donations for a facility?
Okay.
Thank you. I'll take the answer off the air.
Thank you, Ingrid. Go ahead, Richard Elias.
Bids are not received at this point of the bonding process. What you have are the experts in the department working on cost estimates based on research of the most recent facilities that have been built across this country for animal care. Bids would be received after the public approves that question as it's presented to them in the November election. But this summer, we'll continue filing down that number so we have a better cost estimate to publish to people before we get out there in front of the voters. I truly believe that we find that the public is very receptive to this question. Donation of work for this project and consultants is a very dangerous issue. You need to have architectural stamps on planning. You need to make sure engineers who have professional qualifications are in place. These are not things that people give away for free. That is not the real world.
All right. Richard, let's see if we can work in one more. Elizabeth, you are up next and probably our final caller with Richard Elias. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Yes, I know that his explanation about why it is that they went ahead and shut out the district that Allie Miller's in, which is my district, about the road. The percentages show that it's very bad and hasn't been repaired in a long time. This went on long before she was in office. I don't appreciate the old boy network. I don't appreciate Ray Carroll siding with all of you people, and I don't appreciate you wanting us taxpayers to foot the bill all the time you think you need more money. I think you should do what we do. which has cut some of your spending.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth, for calling. Richard Elias.
Actually, since 2008, we've reduced our budget by about $300 million. We have 1,000 less employees than we used to, and we've worked very hard to maintain the level of services for people. So I think we've done a good job doing exactly what you suggest, Elizabeth.
All right. Thank you to all of the callers who called into the Buckmaster Show. Whenever Richard Elias is with us, we always get some very spirited conversation, and we appreciate that. And Richard, thank you for coming in today.
Bill, it's always a pleasure to be on this show, and the gift you've given all of us here in Southern Arizona is something that's going to be remembered for a long time. You're not going anywhere.
Nope,
but I think it's
not.
Important
hopefully
that we say not. That about the Buckmaster Show, and all those listeners, I'm sure they share the good feelings that we all have about this program.
Well, everybody has their say here on the Buckmaster Show. We're kind of Tucson's town hall during the midday hour. We'll talk about the real estate scene next on Buckmaster.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's time for the CEO interview series on Buckmaster, presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, offering a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within the region. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in southern Arizona, representing 10,300 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. For more information, visit TRIO, TREOAZ.org. Joining me now on the Buckmaster Show live line is TRIO board member Phil Tedesco. Phil is chief executive officer of the Tucson Association of Realtors. Phil, how are you today?
Doing great. Thank you.
How are things looking with the real estate market?
Actually, we're in good shape. Interest rates are still pretty affordable. They had an increase this year as projected. They're actually down a little bit at 4.5 when a year ago we were looking a little bit closer to 5. So that's one thing that's good. And obviously the foreclosures are decreasing. That's always got everybody's attention. We actually tracked it looking back from 12 forward. In 2012, we were looking at about 774 a month on average. Last year, that came down to 464. And the way we were heading in 14, if it continues, we'll be on track for more like 334 a month. So I think it's coming down. Decrease of about 28% year over year. So that obviously looks great.
So that foreclosure decreasing is a huge factor, isn't it, of getting this market back on its feet?
Absolutely, absolutely, and a lot of the, I think we've pretty much had the most of them behind us by about third quarter of 13. So we're not quite out of the woods yet, but it's significantly decreasing. It was pretty much dictating the marketplace for quite a while. So to have those numbers more normalized is great for the market.
And the short sales decreasing too. That's positive.
Absolutely, absolutely. Locally, our market tracked downward, peaked at about 50% of the sales in 11, and it's down to about 20% now. So all of these combine to strengthen the market here locally.
So most of this housing market momentum from 2013 is carried over into this year. And what trends are you seeing with the Tucson Association of Realtors when it comes to sales and those all-important numbers of average home sales in the area, Phil?
One of the main things we're seeing is total active listings are up. They're up from about 5,470-plus in January to over 5,700, which is only about a 4.5% increase. But if we look year over year, it's closer to 33%, which is significant. That's one thing that got my attention. The other thing that got my attention was the percentage of new listings is up about 30% when we look year over year. So what I'm thinking is as folks are rebuilding equity in their homes and the values are going up, I think we've had a lot of folks that were kind of on the sidelines waiting to have enough equity back in their house to sell. They may have wanted to move on, but were kind of trapped there and as a result of the equity they had. So we're thinking that's what we're seeing with the percentage of new listings as it relates to active listings. And we're seeing the most activity. This past month, we saw the most houses selling in the $200,000 to $249,000 range in terms of price point. And if we look geographically, the majority of sales are actually in the Northwest. So we could pull this a bunch of different ways, but those are the two things that got my attention.
Yeah, and I think the price point, that 200,000 level, is real important, Phil, because we're seeing those average sale prices now going very close to 200,000, and I think that's an important number. Would you agree?
Sure, yeah, and actually we look at the median sales price. The median jumped up a little bit. It's kind of chipped up to 158. It's a little bit more reliable to look at because the average, you could have something at the top or bottom that skews the numbers. So we usually track the median a little bit more, and that's been tracking in the right direction.
Phil Tedesco is with us, Chief Executive Officer of the Tucson Association of Realtors. Before Phil came to Tucson, he was CEO up in San Mateo County in the up in the Bay Area with the Association of Realtors up there. Are we tracking pretty much online with other markets in the country with this recovery, Phil?
Yeah, we're doing well. The one another thing that has our attention is we track the type of financing monthly. And, you know, for a while it was cash was king, and then we had the conventional mortgage kind of creeping back up, then cash came back, and we're at about the point now where those two are about the same at about 37%. So it'll be interesting to watch and see if one pulls away. We'd like to see the conventional mortgage being the main one because it usually dictates a more normal market in terms of the up the ladder type buyers, the folks that may have equity, need a little bit more space, want to buy a larger house, usually is more indicative of a more normal market in terms of the types of buyers that are in here. They're not the investors, they're not buying multiple places. It's more of the average person that's just moving up the ladder. So it'll be interesting to see if that starts trending in the right direction as we move into spring.
Let's talk about economic development. Of course, you're a member of the TRIO board, and getting more jobs in Tucson is one of the most important things that TRIO is about. Yet Tucson right now continues to struggle. According to Moody's, they're projecting Arizona will have overall the nation's second highest rate of job growth this year at 3.1%. That translates into about 77,000 jobs. Why are we struggling here in Tucson, Phil?
Well, I think, you know, as a board member, we're looking at retention as just as important as recruiting new companies. I mean, you lose one job, you need to go find two to show growth. So the job retention issues become more of a flashpoint. And what we've really been focusing on is the future of the A-10, the Davis Air Force, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. We have thousands of jobs and potentially billions at stake. And we've actually been involved in a Mission Strong campaign that the business community that recognizes the importance of the military installations as an economic driver in the community. We actually got together and are showing a more unified support for those installations. And we've formed the Southern Arizona Defense Alliance. And currently we actually have a Mission Strong campaign that is going to actually support these folks and these installations. I don't think folks realize the economic impact, quite honestly, of the military installations here. But we're talking about $5.4 billion, 62,000 jobs. So we actually formed a campaign to get individuals from the community more information. And I invite your listeners to visit missionstrongaz.org, and they'll get a lot more information about the importance of these installations, how much of an economic driver they actually are for the local community, and how they could get involved individually to show their support for this important economic pillar in the community.
Yeah, and I think it's important that people realize it's not just the A-10 we're talking about. Of course, the A-10 is extremely important. There's 2,000 jobs at stake, civilian and military. But whatever the mission is after the A-10, I think we want the Air Force and Washington to realize this is a community that has been very friendly to the military for generations and decades, and we need to reinforce that.
Absolutely. The A-10 is making it a salient issue because of the immediacy of it. But what you said is exactly correct. The message needs to be that we're supportive of our military installations regardless of mission. You know, if we go through another base realignment and closure, one of the things they look at is the level of support within the community. And as I mentioned, I mean, if you look at Davis-Monthan alone, we're looking at $1.6 billion annual economic impact. We just really can't afford to pick and choose what our future mission or operations may be. We need just to collectively, in a unified and strong voice, say we're supportive of the military regardless of operations.
Yeah, we really have been supportive here, not only with Davis-Monthan, but over in Sierra Vista at Fort Huachuca, where they have a very important mission too. So let's hope that both the Fort Huachuca and Davis-Monthan will be a very strong player in the Southern Arizona economy, because we certainly need to have that strong military presence here. And it really dovetails, complements what Raytheon also is doing.
Absolutely. And this includes, I mean, we're also talking about the 162nd Fighter Wing as well. I mean, there's a lot of installations. We've got the Yuma Proving Grounds. We're talking really all of Southern Arizona's military installations and assets. So, yeah, it is. It has been very well received. We commissioned a survey that you may have been hearing about, overwhelming support we found when we surveyed the community, and we're getting the information out there, and it's been incredibly well received. The other thing that's been interesting is a lot of the citizens of Southern Arizona want to know more about the economic impact as well as the overall contribution to national defense. So it has been an educational journey, and we're getting more of the information out to the community. And as I mentioned, it's been incredibly well received to see that unified voice and support.
Again, the website, Phil Tedesco, please.
The website is missionstrongaz.org, and you'll have all sorts of information there on how to get involved, as well as additional information about the importance of these installations to the overall economy.
Phil Tedesco, TRIO Board Member, Chief Executive Officer, Tucson Association of Realtors. Phil, thank you very much for the update.
Thanks so much.
This portion of our TRIO interview, CEO interview series, has been brought to you by TRIO, and you can find out more by visiting TRIO, TREOAZ.org.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family." It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Rose is really excited about this event. She's going to try to carve out some time to get over there because she loves beer. Well, the New Mexico Brewers Guild is putting together their first ever Brew Fest. It's not only the Beer Guild, which will feature about 10 to a dozen different New Mexico breweries, but Little Toad Creek Brewery and Distillery, which has a tasting room in downtown Silver City, will be taking part. It's this Saturday. Check it out, 3 to 3.5 hours east of Tucson. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Might be a fun road trip for this weekend, and you can find out all about the great places to stay, like Cottage of Whispering Canyon and all the other great places. Let's welcome now the certified public accountant of the Buckmaster Show, Mr. Michael C. Flowers. Mike, how are you?
Great, Bill. Great to see you.
Busiest time of year for you, obviously.
Yeah, we got a few irons in the fire.
How does it look overall? Are folks seeming to pay a little bit more this year or what?
Our wealthier taxpayers are somewhat surprised that the effect that President Obama had that took effect in 2013. So we have planned for it in most cases, but still they're a little bit dismayed and a little bit upset and shocked and every other frustrating word you can mention. But the typical taxpayer is pretty much staying on par. You know, and again, it's all personalized. It depends on your own personal income and deductions, et cetera.
Talk about tax. What is taxable? And this is an area that is kind of, I guess for a CPA, this might be one of the most bottom line questions you can get, right?
It's pretty basic to us in most cases, but it's very, very complicated if you try this on your own, because the favorite answer to a tax question is, and I know all the answers, is it depends.
Let me run through a couple of them, and you can give me real short, kind of like
sure.
Whether it is taxable. Job pay.
Yes, 99% or 100% of the time, your job pay is taxable. If you make less than the amount the IRS gives you as a standard deduction and an exemption, a lot of people's kids work. Most times, they're below the filing limit. However, if there were some withholdings on their wages, you should file a return because you'll get the money back. But if somebody made $3,000 or $4,000 with no withholdings, you don't even have to file a return.
What about somebody that's given a gift, a financial gift?
This is the most confusing aspect with most of our clients, thinking that if they give a gift, it affects their income tax return. We have people that receive a gift and say, oh, geez, I have to report it on my tax return. I'll try to say this simply. A gift has nothing to do with income tax. A gift is basically associated with the state tax, and it's a fairly complicated matter. And the IRS lets wealthy people give up to $14,000 per person. What they don't want is somebody dying on their deathbed with $10 million and deciding on their deathbed, well, I'll give my son $9 million. And I will not be exposed to an estate tax, and that would go on forever if people are allowed to do that. So they try to limit the gifts so that people can't get rid of their estates rather quickly.
How about folks who make some money up in Las Vegas?
Oh, boy.
Where
they've changed that now is if you've ever been to Vegas and somebody hits something big, one of the first things they have to do is sign an IRS form.
Oh, really?
So the IRS.
With a name and address and
name,
everything.
Address, Social Security, and they've, you know, Las Vegas, all the gambling centers are extremely aware of that and will not do any sort of payout without an associated Social Security number. That income gets reported to the IRS. It is taxable. However, if you have good records of your losses, because most people lose rather than win, the losses can offset the winnings. If you go to Vegas and you just lose money, I lost $5,000, I'm going to take that off my tax return. That doesn't work. Losses are only good to the extent of winnings.
How about Social Security? It's very important to those of us in the baby boom area.
I think most people think that, geez, I paid into the Social Security system when I collect. Of course, it's not going to be taxable.
They think it's tax-free.
And unfortunately, for those people that do not make a significant amount of money, approximately $25,000, $30,000, generally their Social Security is non-taxable. As you make more than $25,000 or $30,000, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits can be taxable. So somebody who has a income of $100,000 and also collects Social Security is going to wind up in a situation where they Social Security's tax, and 95% of people, if not higher, do not have anything taken out of their Social Security for federal withholding. So when they go to their CPA and find out they owe some taxes, that could generally be one of the reasons.
Certified CPA, Michael C. Flowers is with us. Michael is the Buckmaster Show CPA, and we always appreciate your support through the years. Michael, when should someone see a CPA, and what is the difference between a CPA and someone that's standing on a street corner saying that they would like to do your taxes?
Well, the person standing on the street corner could be any one of our friends, because you don't need any credentials to be a tax preparer. There's starting to be a registration with the IRS, but it's not credential related. So anybody just has to register as a tax preparer. My wife, who lets me balance the checkbook, could be one of our tax preparers, but she wouldn't know what a tax return looks like, and she would happily admit that. Probably doesn't even want to talk about taxes because she's around me enough. In terms of a certified public accountant, we are probably the highest credentialed people to do tax returns, in that we have to pass a rigorous CPA exam, which is after graduating college. We have to have a minimum of 40 hours of education every year, and we're regulated by the Arizona State Board of Accountancy. And the Arizona State Board of Accountancy only deals with CPAs. So if you're with a non-CPA and you have a critical issue that a third party needs to get involved in, the Arizona State Board only gets involved with CPAs.
And generally, people worry about, well, it's going to cost me so much more. It's not necessarily the case.
I generally tell my clients that whatever they pay us, we're going to more than save them in taxes. And that's a model within the firm, and it's sort of a goal of ours on every tax return. And at least 95% of the cases, we do that. Some of our clients that have their children, we do the children's returns. There's really not a lot of creativity or anything you can do with that. So we don't always save more than you pay. But there's also the peace of mind knowing that somebody who's been at this for, in my case, 30, 40 years, knows what they're doing and is going to get the return right. Because if you're going to somebody and they get it wrong, 90% of you would not recognize that the tax return's wrong because you're relying on a professional. We see those returns when they come to our office and say, oh, yeah, last year I had so-and-so. And, you know, generally we wind up amending returns most of the time in the client's favor. Sometimes the other way, where the prior preparer missed something and the client actually owes more money, but they have to get it right.
Well, I like going to Michael C. Flowers. It is peace of mind, because after all, if you were to get a dreaded letter from the IRS, you can represent the client.
The first thing we tell you is to give us a call, and we sign what's known as a power of attorney, which allows you to tell the IRS that you're not going to talk to them, and all questions and issues have to go through your representative, the CPA, who knows the tax law I don't want to say this too loud, but in most cases better than the IRS.
Okay. We do try to send as many of our, we certainly recommend you to whenever possible, Michael. And you're conveniently located Midtown.
We're Broadway and Country Club, and Bill, just having being associated with you and the program has been a great boost to the firm, given the prestige that you have and the great job you're doing within the community. And we're more than happy to be a sponsor, and most importantly, you're a good friend of mine.
Thank you very much, Michael C. Flowers. And probably the easiest way, Michael, to get a hold of you is we have a link right on our website, buckmastershow.com, which will link to your site and people can get a hold
That'd
of you.
That'd be perfect. Or if you want to call us, we're still taking on new clients.
Could you take somebody on even at this late hour to...
We can take them when I get back to the office. Yes, we take care of everybody. We may have to put some people on extension depending upon the situation.
But they will be covered.
Yeah, they'll be covered, at least with the extension. More than likely we'll get the return done because I have a number of people in the office.
All right, Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water when they come to visit us on the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow we have Steve Kasachek, Tucson City Councilman, as our Friday Focus interview. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow with Chris and Joe, then the new show, The Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. On behalf of the best radio producer in the business, Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great, great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.